Welcome to Let's Talk Land, a weekly talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling and ownership. Learn from the experts from around the nation. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant, broker, owner of United Country Real Estate, Land Pro, along with my Jack Russell shadow. We welcome you today. Our office is at 3349 Cook School Road in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, on Highway 52, exit 136 across from Foothills Hardware and Building Supply. We share office space with Freedom Designs and Marketing for all your graphic needs. Looking to buy or sell your home, farm, or land in North Carolina, Virginia, just give us a shout. We'll help you out. Our company website is www.mylandpro.com, www.mylandpro.com. Our guest today is Amanda Holmes. Welcome, Amanda.
Hello, Lou.
And where are you calling from?
At the moment, Florida.
Oh, how's the weather there?
Gorgeous. I was just in our organic garden in the back.
Oh, geez. I was out trembling over ice, but anyway. You've had a very, very interesting background. I'd like to sort of introduce you. You're the CEO of Chet Holmes International. You went from an ashram, which we're going to be talking about today, to CEO when you were 27 years old. And on your journey in both inspiring and challenging, she stepped into CEO of Chet Holmes International. We'll talk about your dad here in a second. After his death, and sorry for that, and your father, who was a self-help guru, Chet Holmes. In revealing conversation, really webcast of January 29th, 2015, Amanda talks about her legacy of her father began, along with Tony Robbins, who's very famous, in the beginning, and she now continues to nurture businesses using institutional and proven equations for growth. So tell me about that, and how did that all be, how'd your dad start all that?
Wow, it began almost 30 years ago, and oh my goodness, where does that even begin? I'm more excited to talk about our land topics, but just for brevity's sake, my father worked with 60 of the Fortune 500, doubling sales, and he has 12 core competencies for how to double sales, because it's really not about working harder. What it is about is working smarter, and it's not about doing a million different strategies to see what lands. It's about doing 12 things 4,000 times. So we assist people to go from a million in annual sales to 5 million, or from 5 to 10 million, or from 10 million to 100 million and beyond. It's about the skill sets that it takes to get to each level. And when I first inherited the company, I was a singer-songwriter, and I was studying under my my mentor, Guruji, teaching meditation in Asia. So I had no background in what it took to run a company or build sales organizations, and everyone was double my age, if not triple my age. And I looked around and said, oh my gosh, I just want to meditate back in Asia with my guru.
Yeah.
How do I get out of here? But it's been 7 years now, and actually my spiritual mentor, Guruji, helped me to get back to myself and get through all of the emotional trauma of losing my father to cancer, all of the trauma of working with hundreds of staff that some of them had to go, some of them I had to fire. I had to rebuild the entire organization from accounting to order processing to our sales funnel to our marketing messaging to our branding, all of it I've rebuilt over the years, and it really took connecting to who I really am and learning how to meditate, learning how to work through the emotional baggage around that. So it's been quite a crazy journey, but today we've got some special things to talk about.
Yes,
we
do. We sure do. So your singing career, that was, you cut a couple records and so on. What was type music were you doing?
Yeah, every record was a little different. So I would say it's pop, rock, soul, folk.
Really?
I went to USC Thornton School of Music. So it's one of the top in the nation.
Sure.
In Los Angeles. And just everything I did was writing, recording, touring, playing as much as I could. And yeah, it kind of brings me also to this whole journey of meditation, too, because my musical background has assisted me to meditations and elevating consciousness. And yeah, it's been a really interesting journey.
So now where has that brought you to? Where are we today?
Well, today, and the reason why we met, right, for all of the listeners, welcome everybody, is this new journey that we're on. I've been studying under Guruji for 7 years now, so I'll tell this story first to tell you where we're at now. I had celiac disease, so I was so allergic to wheat that the smell of pizza would make me nauseous. I couldn't even be in a pizza parlor. I was so allergic to pasta, bread, pizza, all of these things. So I was gluten intolerant. And then I went to Guruji's healing center in Asia, and after 6 weeks of working through the dis-eases in my mind, as Guruji calls it, there's no disease in the body, it's a dis-ease of our mind, eating healthy, meditating every day, doing some workshops, she cured me of celiac disease.
Wow.
Which is unheard of in the United States. That's... Nobody tells you that they can cure celiac. They just say eat gluten-free.
Right.
So then it brought me to realize, wow, wouldn't it be lovely to teach Americans how to have the experience that I had in Asia, how to eat healthy, how to meditate, how to balance your mind and body so that you can get through even the craziest of experiences that we have in every day to day. For me, it was I lost my father and I inherited a huge company. And there's, I mean, as we go through life, we pick up experiences that hinder us from being who we really are, heartbreaks, angers, fears, frustrations, guilt. So today, we are on a hunt to find the land for this place to happen. And luckily, because in the United States there's so much land, we can find a place that's, you know, 100 acres, 1,000 acres, somewhere in between, where people can connect to the earth and connect to nature and take a moment out of their day-to-day staring at their phones, you know, working on the computer, working themselves to death, and just disconnect from it all and go back to what that ancient wisdom was, right? This those simpler times, so that we can come back to who we really are. So when we go back into the world, we feel more peaceful, we feel more relaxed, we feel more confident, we feel confident. Very important.
Very important. So tell me about Gurunji.
Oh my goodness.
I pulled some stuff up, but it's so much. Jeez, and I can't pronounce her name.
I know, and you would love her, Lou. Oh, my goodness, you would love her so much.
I can't wait to meet her. I want to do that.
Yes, yes. So her full name is pronounced Guruji Sri Sri Poonamji. So she comes from the lineage. We have three gurus in our lineage, and the first starts with Baba Neem Karoli. Now, Baba Neem Karoli, a lot of Americans might know, be familiar with one of his students, Ram Dass. That's somebody that people connect to or have heard of here. Baba Neem Karoli has 108 healing centers in India. And from his lineage then goes to Baba Sevananda, who then passed on the lineage to Guruji. And, oh my gosh, it's so interesting where she comes from because on her mother's side, she's related to the second Sikh guru. Are you familiar with Sikhism at all?
I'm not. I'm learning, and I want our audience to learn too. So,
it's very interesting. So, in that religion, they have nine gurus that they look up to. So, Christianity has Jesus, right? We have one saint.
Right.
In Sikhism, they have nine saints.
Right.
So she's blood related to the second Sikh guru.
Wow.
So that's just an absolute amazing thing. People bow at her feet just for that. In India, if anybody knows of somebody that's related to a saint, they would bow. Then on her father's side, he's related to the last king of India. So she's kind of come from this family of church and state and then got inducted into being of the lineage of Baba Neem Karoli. So just in every way, everything about her is so healing, so loving, so compassionate. And I've traveled around the world to just be in her presence because I feel that when I'm around her, when I'm doing things with Divine Bliss, which is her nonprofit, I feel that I'm the best version of myself. And I really feel like, you know, I may be assisting with uplifting the community with the things that we do with our organic garden or with our center in Florida or with her essential oils that she has for the public. But ultimately, everything I do that I think I'm helping other people, it's 100-fold helping myself.
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten to that selfless place
I
yet.
Hear you.
Maruji has.
Me either. Shada may have, but Rodney may have, but I haven't. I was just looking at her website, if I may. It says from the early age, she was able to converse and see transform energy. She spent her educational years in Indian England completing her MA and her MBA. She worked with leading scientists in the Himalayas in healing properties of pure essence oils and conducting groundbreaking experiments with flowers and crystals, gems, and E-L-I-X-I-R-S.
Elixirs,
golly. God, how did I miss that? In Australia for more than 18 years. Her ultimate goal is to help individuals heal their lives by removing energy blocks from all energy levels of the body, assisting them to lead a more fulfilling and abundant purpose of life through divine bliss. And we're going to talk about that international. That's her foundation, right?
Yes.
It's and that's what you're doing. You're trying to create a retreat for that foundation. Is that correct?
Yes. So at the moment, we have congregations in Australia, in India, in Singapore, and in the U.S. And our home base in the U.S. is in Florida. It's right outside of Tampa, Florida. So we have a small center where people can come in and just feel that vibration.
Right.
Guruji has put so much love and light into this space. You walk in and you just feel elevated. You feel the weight lifted off of you. We actually do this fun experiment where we take people's pictures when they first come here, and then when they leave, we take their photo again, and then we show them up against each other, and people are shocked to see how much they change. Their eyes are brighter. The weight under the bags under their eyes are lifted. They were looking quite glum, and now they look like a shining star. 'Cause our slogan is Open the Light Within.
Mm-hmm.
And you really see that from exposure that people have to, whether it's the center here or it's Guruji has courses online where people can come and understand themselves better. It's really just a journey of you understanding you.
And how is that done? Is that done on an individual basis or in a group setting? Or
In group settings, yes. It's very rare that Guruji does one-on-one anymore because she's usually working with such large energies and groups of people. So.
Right. And I was reading it further. Yeah. It says, my beloved Poonam. What's a Poonam?
Guruji, her first name, birth given name is Poonam.
Okay.
So you heard Guruji Sri Sri Poonamji. So Guru, if you broke it down into Sanskrit, it's Gu is the dispeller of darkness. Ru is the uplifter of light. And G is a form of respect. So Guruji. And then Sri Sri is an upliftment, like we have Baba Sevananda Ji Maharaj and Guruji, Sri Sri, and then her first name, Puna. G is a form of respect.
So she's quite a repository of wisdom, huh? Absolute truth and forgiving ability to see God in all. And that's all gods. That's not just to the religion. That's my God and the God universal.
Yes. Guruji is pretty fantastic that way. So she was born into the Sikh religion, as I shared with you, right? She was a descendant of the Sikh religion. And then when she went to school, she actually went to a school with nuns that were teaching her. So she learned Christianity at school and learned about Jesus and fell in love with Jesus. And then when she met her guru, he was Hindu. So she found that she got so much learning from all of these different saints. So what Guruji teaches is that all these saints have come down to earth to teach us how to connect back to ourselves. And then people, not the saint themselves, but the people then created religions around them.
Gotcha.
So we welcome all religions and all saints and really just want to appreciate each other. So what if the children of today can learn about Buddha and learn about Moses and learn about Jesus and learn about Krishna and just have a respect for one another so that we don't have to argue about religion. Instead, we can just love Love everyone.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? You know, you can go to Facebook.com and do Divine Bliss International is one of the sources that I looked up today. And
Divine spelled D-I-V-I-N-E.
Right, yeah. Bliss, B-L-I-S-S.
D-I-V-I-N.
All right. We are with a wonderful guest today, and this is Let's Talk Land. So, Amanda, we're with Amanda Holmes. We're talking about this project that you're working on. We've talked about your background and your dad's background and Grungy's background. And what is this all about? What's the purpose of what we want to do here?
Yes. So it's been very interesting to see the change in the United States over the last number of years. I'll give you an example that's very... It's very harsh, but it makes the point.
Sure, please.
So I was looking up, because I just felt that there was a lot of anger escalating in our society right now. And a CNN report had shown that over a 30-year period from 1970 to 2000, we as a United States had 90 mass shootings. And at that time, it was a big story because the United States had had more mass shootings than any other country in the entire world. And the four other countries after us, all of them didn't add up to however many, that 90 mass shootings. It was like 15, 14, 30, right? And then you fast forward to 2016. In 1 year, we had 386 mass shootings.
It's crazy.
So we had, right, quadruple what we had in the previous 30 years combined.
Something's really off happening.
Yeah. And what Guruji attributes it to is actually this escalation of Americans needing to push science. So we're known for pushing science and for pushing technology and innovating and, you know, the land of the free, the home of the brave. But we've just gone a little too far, Lou.
We've gone a little too far in
trying to make everything progressive in its technologies, even down to how we modify seeds.
Yeah.
The genetically modified seeds that we're now planting, which I'm sure you know a lot about, we've found that it's causing a heightened amount of allergic reactions,
obesity,
allergies in people's stomachs. Yeah. And this inability to eat healthy food is causing our stomachs and our whole bodies, if you talk about our body as an energetic flow, the chi, if you will, if it's blocked, then our anger starts to build up, our fears start to build up, and then we start exhibiting them out. And Guruji actually attributes our external anger that's happening in society from what we're eating, which is so interesting. Have you ever thought of that connection?
I have in a way, obviously, but, you know, just because of what I'm in, dealing, you know, my family owns 900 acres farms for, you know, five generations and been around that. And we're grandma and great grandma. I mean, they cooked the real food. They grew the food. My grandfather was involved with agricultural extension back in the early 1900s when oil was invented. And, of course, now we had machinery and herbicides and pesticides. And, you know, I deal with several of the university professors, like for hybrid trees and hybrid plants and corn, for example. We're down now to a seed that requires 80% less moisture to grow the same crop. And it's all genetic engineering. And it's like you said, it's where do we go next? We've got 7 billion people on the planet, getting ready to have 9 billion people on the planet. And we got to feed them, house them, and so on. And
I'll tie back to that as well. So then when we look at the American population, we see that 65% of Americans are obese or overweight.
Yeah.
And child obesity has quadrupled over the last 10 years. And, you know, I really didn't know. I thought that I ate healthy growing up. I ate a lot of jicama, a lot of vegetables. Because I was allergic to everything. I was allergic to apples, bananas, oranges, peaches, mushrooms, corn, bruises, wheat, eggs, dairy, you know, because of my stomach conditions. And it wasn't until I met Guruji, you know, in my late 20s that I realized, wow, if you have a stomach condition, you shouldn't be eating raw vegetables. You should actually be eating cooked foods and things probably not that come out of a can, but things that actually give your digestion lots of protein. So, you know, maybe some rice, maybe some lentils, maybe some beans. And adding this to my diet, I found that I thought that a healthy meal was actually eating salads. But then when I met Guruji, she explained to me that a lot of the lettuces have lots of chemicals on them, and it's actually that you're eating more chemicals than you are eating nutrition. So it's not about eating healthy, meaning you're eating a salad. You can eat healthy, tasty food that's cooked in under 20 minutes. It's just Americans have forgotten where our food comes from, or even, you know, let's start reading these labels, because our technology has gone so far ahead of us. You can read a label and have no idea what any of the ingredients are today because it's so far off, right?
Exactly.
We have these so many chemicals.
So does she create part of this program? Is it giving a diet recommendation?
Yes. So part of this space that we're creating, and Guruji, it goes by a lot of names. You could call it an ashram. You could call it a university of self-realization. You could call it the ultimate health retreat. It could go by so many different names,
sure.
A light center. But what Guruji wants to educate the youth as well as from the youth to the elderly and everyone in between is how to eat healthy, to understand what we're eating, teaching how to get the kids into the garden and just start getting your hands in the dirt and see what it's like to take a vegetable, pick it from a vine, go into the kitchen and learn how to cook it in under 20 minutes and have it be super tasty and healthy and wonderful, because these children are getting used to these overly processed foods and they don't even like the taste of healthy food anymore because they're being grown up on food that's synthetic and chemicalized.
Right.
So that's part of what we want to teach all age groups, is how to understand where your food comes from, connecting to the earth, because Guruji says that the fastest way that you can heal your body is by working with Mother Nature. I've experienced it myself. I'm from California. I grew up right outside of San Francisco and then moved to Los Angeles to pursue my singing career. So I really haven't spent much time out in nature, in a garden, not at all, really, until I came to Florida in her healing center here. And I lost 25 pounds in 6 weeks just by getting in the garden. And it wasn't like I was lifting heavy weights or I was pressurizing myself in a gym. I was just delightfully amongst all of the beautiful flowers and the vegetables, and every weed I picked felt like I was picking out the angers and the weeds of my mind, and every seed I planted, it was as if I was sowing the seeds of abundance in my life. It just felt like this metaphor of beauty being outside, as opposed to reaming myself, trying to pressurize myself to lose weight. It wasn't even my intention. My intention was just to come to the Divine Bliss Center and to experience that bliss within me. And that's what I got from the garden. And it really opened up within me to see, this is what Guruji's been talking about all along. We have to connect to the earth. We have to respect the earth. We
have
to love the land. And in that, if we can find it within ourselves to love ourselves through working with the earth, through understanding ourselves, then we can go out into the community and be a loving community member, because you can only give what you have.
Right.
And why not feel the abundance, not from what's in your bank account or in your wallet, but feel the abundance of the vegetables in your garden that are growing, and feel the abundance of the smell of the different leaves from every vegetable and how they smell so different and yet so magnificent and crisp. You know what I mean?
No, all trees, all flora, all fauna, they all have their own energy. They're alive, and they create energy. I feel it walking in the woods. I mean, there's nothing like just being out on the land. I mean, I personally feel it. I can feel land, whether, you know, like I tell people, don't buy land unless it makes your heart go boom, boom, boom. Well, there's a hidden message in that. You know, I mean, you got to feel it, and it's got to be the right place. And it's not something you do often in life. So, you know, like we're going to talk about in the last segment, you know, about your quest and how we're working with you and trying to help achieve these goals. How much does flowers play a part in this healing?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that a loaded question?
Oh, well, Guruji just loves flowers.
I do, too.
Magnificent. So she creates these transformative combinations that are made out of essential oils and charges them with crystals and then prays over them for months, if not years, before they get put into a bottle. So what she had done, and this is the leading research that she had done with scientists in Australia as well as government laboratories in India, was working with these essential oils to make sure that they were the purest of the pure. And for an entire year, she went out at 4 a.m. every morning and picked the dewdrops off of her rose petals in her rose garden. And that created one of her essences. It's called Peace Potion, to calm your mind. And it's really lovely. If you ever get the chance, and you're always welcome to come here.
Thank you.
In Florida, every wall is painted a different color with a different mural of a different fragrant flower. And, Guruji could talk about flowers for days. And I had never really paid much attention. I actually can recall being upset about how many flowers were planted and then ripped out of the campus of my college. I just felt it was, you know, what is this? It's such a waste, because I was just such in a hustle mentality. You know, I had to get to the next gig, the next class, the next this, the next that, and I never stopped. It wasn't until I met Guruji that she just taught me to appreciate a rose. And her favorite flower are roses, because they're of the highest vibrational frequency. I've actually watched flowers sit next to her, and I've seen them bloom. I've seen roses sit next to Guruji, and after 2 hours, 3 hours, they are in full bloom. And these are genetically modified flowers that aren't meant to open.
Right.
You know, you get them at Whole Foods. They
sure.
look lovely. They're, you know, the roses that just grow up but not out. I don't
wow.
know if you've ever seen them. But around Guruji, they bloom. It's magical. And when she goes out to her rose garden, she had this one day where she was looking at her roses, and she just said, "Roses, would you just please put some pink into your rose? I would really love to see you have pink in your rose." And I tell you, to this day, 2 years later, all of the roses, whether they're orange, whether they're yellow, whether they're white, they always will have strings of pink. It's magnificent. If you go on our Facebook page, there's lots of wisdom and inspirational quotes there, and the backgrounds are all flowers from Guruji's garden, and you'll see these strings of pink coming out of them. And it was from that day when Guruji sat out in her garden and just said, would you just make some beautiful pink? It's miraculous. I mean,
I would
being
love
around
to see
Guruji
that.
Is just magic. Go ahead.
No, I said I'd love to see that. We're speaking with Amanda Holmes today, and this is Let's Talk Land. So, Amanda, you know, we're talking about all these wonderful things. What do we want to talk about now? We've given a little bit of background, but there's more to
yeah,
it. Than
I,
we're just scratching
I think
the surface here.
I know. There's so much that we can go into, but I think it would be really lovely for the people that are listening if they can learn more about how they can get involved and the pieces of the puzzle that we have to put together here.
Please.
Does that sound like a good place
to
go?
Yeah, tell us how to do it. And at the end, we're going to give you a commercial, and then we can give all these websites and phone numbers and so on. But, yeah, let's get started.
Okay. So I've talked about the youth and how Guruji... So Guruji has said that she can actually create a whole new generation of geniuses if she can have these children from a younger age come and connect to the nature, connect to themselves, connect through meditation. And if we can make that connection, I mean, we all know that that toddlers and babies and children, they're connected to their soul, they're connected to their spirit, they're connected to something that just speaks the truth, right?
Yes.
They just speak the truth.
Totally.
They haven't been bogged down by society, what society says yet, or what people say deem to be respectful. right or wrong. They just kind of say it as it is. And we'd like to be able to keep that youthful connection to something divine and teach them how to harness that. So instead of going out throughout your whole life looking to other people and looking out around to try and find the answers for what's important in your life, instead you have mechanisms, you have tools, you have exercises where you can go within you and find the answers that resonate with you. Because that's how we make our decisions in life, and that's how we find that divine bliss, if you will, within you. Is you have to go inward. So teaching that as a principle, not just, you know, we're teaching the ABCs, but what if we also taught within that how to release anxiety, how to release pressure, how to release emotional baggage, so that we can be more useful and more buoyant and more alive, because our world is just being bogged down. I mean, I saw a stat that one in every three women is diagnosed with cancer today. Whenever two men is diagnosed with cancer,
wow.
It's becoming an epidemic.
Yeah.
And Guruji says it's all from our minds. It's all the emotional baggage that we're carrying. So let's teach these youth how to understand themselves so that they don't have to go through what our generations are going through.
Well, they say the first 6 years, I've got a three-year-old that just turned that December 6th, and a nine-month-old who was born on June the 6th, so they're both on the 6th. My wife has a master's degree in reading. She's done the Title I program for the schools for years and retired, and of course, full-time nanny now. But they say the first 6 years of a child is like 90% of the rest of their life. You know?
Wow.
And I mean, you know, and she's there teaching colors and this and movements and puzzles and, you know, stories and classical music and feeding their little brains, because it's all getting wired right now. That's where the circuits are.
Oh, that's so lovely. So you understand that concept.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
So crucial.
Oh, totally. Very. I mean, when I was growing up, I yelled at my brother. I've got a brother 6 years older than I, one that 12 years older than I, which I didn't grow up with that much. But the one that's 6 years older, he's 69, he's 75. I said, why didn't you ever read me a book? Why didn't Mom and Dad ever read me a book? I don't ever remember anybody reading me a book. And the story was, well, that's why you went to school. Well, what did I do before I went to school? You know? But that's the way we grew up, or a lot of us did. I did. And
You look at it today, and it's not even, let me read you a book. It's, Mom, can I have your cell phone?
Yeah.
Can I have your iPad, right?
My three-year-old's got one. He's on it all the time. It's crazy. I said, take it away from him.
It's very serious. We have to get our children out into nature, out into, you know, the garden, out and about. This technology intensity is just getting too hyper. So that's part of this space that we're working to create. Another piece of it is Guruji has an absolute love for the elderly. And
yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
She took care of her mother for the last 15 years or so of her life. Her father passed away in 30. So for quite a few decades, she was taking care of her mother. And she realized that in America, we just kind of take our elderly and we put them into old folks' homes and then we leave them there. And they feel very lost and forgotten, and then they're painful, and they're trying to understand, what is my purpose in these sunset years of my life? There's no point to them. So Guruji wants to give a purpose and a passion to those that are in their sunset years. So what their passion could be, if they would like to and resonate with our mission, is to be able to be there for the youth and tell their stories of their life and share with them how to live a more peaceful being. And if we can have the elderly have this new experience, and we as at Divine Bliss can teach them how to overcome their pains and their aches in their body and in their stomach and, you know, in their spine, so that they can be alleviated from those pains without taking any drugs or, you know, having surgeries, instead just doing it naturally, then we can assist the elderly. And then even as they transition to that next place, wherever they go.
Sure.
So it's this full cycle of assisting the children, all the way up to the elderly. And then the in-between really comes into what I had experienced, which was that healing, because I had an illness. So it could be an illness of the mind. It could be depression. It could be anxiety. It could be something within the body. Like me, I have celiacs, or be it, you know, autoimmune, or, you know, there's so many different afflictions that we have today. So if we can just serve all of these people on this beautiful land through the grace of Guruji, you know, as she guides us how to do all of these things, because I really didn't know anything about gardening until 6 months ago, and now I find it to be the most blissful thing that everyone should know about.
Sure, of course. I love it.
But I had experienced Guruji's teachings on how to connect better to myself, and that's what brought me here today to her center in Florida and looking for our land.
Yeah. I just want to back up because, you know, I've always heard we have two brains. One of our brains is our stomach, our intestines. It totally operates differently. And that's where she's coming from. You've got to take care of that brain to take care of the other brain. And that's the most essential, right? I mean, it all starts there.
We store so many emotions in our stomach, right?
Yeah.
And Guruji found, actually, that's the reason why there's so much obesity in America, is actually it's our stored emotional baggage in our stomach. So she actually created a combination called citrus magic, and it's kind of like a marmalade, and and you eat it and it cleanses out your digestive tract, and it's not just working to physically clean, which it does, it also works energetically. So those emotional blockages that you suck in your stomach from, you know, the heartaches, the angers, the fears, the frustrations, the guilt, you know, they all bundle up in our stomachs. When we release that, oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful experience.
I can see. Hey, I want to paint a picture now.
Yeah.
I want to paint a picture of what this facility looks like. I mean, buildings, the facilities, who's going to be there, staff. Just quickly, can we kind of look at that? And then we're going to figure out what type of land and where that land should be.
Yes.
Because you've given me an incredible, special, unique assignment. You're not the typical person looking for land. There's a purpose, there's a meaning, but there's also some requirements that makes this a whole, and it has to be the right property.
Yes, yes. So we have, so we definitely want to have a place where people can come and stay for extended periods of time. So that would mean that we would have cabins, small cabins, right? So that many people can come and stay and come and go as they wish. You know, maybe you want to come for a week, or maybe you have a real serious health issue and you need to stay for a six-week period. Or maybe you just love it so much then you want to stay there and be one of the staff.
Sure, have a permanent residence.
There's lots of different levels. Then we would have a large meditation hall where everybody can come together, and Guruji teaches the power of using mantras and using the sound of your own voice to assist in healing your body.
Right. So
that's
a very
really
special ashram, right? It's Peter Max built Swami Satchitananda. He donated 500 acres years ago on the James River in Virginia, and actually helped Swami build his ashram there, which is quite a facility.
Oh, lovely. Yes, that's what we want to do.
Right.
It'll be a little bit different because
because
of the journey of self-realization.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot more teaching about that self-realization aspect so that people can understand themselves. But you're right on track.
And this will be self-sustaining, right?
Yes.
This will be using water, creating your own electricity off-grid, right, if possible.
Yes. Yes.
Your own gardens.
We would love to have natural, pure water. That's very important.
What is it about water that's so important?
You know, Guruji has actually said that our water is not doing very well.
And it's sick. It's not healthy.
Because of the toxins that we're putting into the soil, that she's not very confident in what the water will be in the future.
Right. I'm not either.
So we already put so many chemicals just to sterilize the water. So she just wants it to be abundantly flowing from you know, bubbling up from the earth.
Right.
That's,
yeah, I hear
that's pretty important. And but,
internal water and looking for this plan is important, yeah, as opposed to repairing water where you're sharing it with the adjoining property owner. So you want,
yeah,
your own internal water, and you want it to come from non-agricultural resources, like off the tops of a mountain into a valley into a, you
right,
know, right?
Yes, natural springs that start on the property is definitely something that we're looking at, yeah.
And then the soils are important, right? The types,
yes,
of soils.
Yeah.
And the history of the soils, you know. I mean, if it's been, yeah, farmed in the last 100 years, it's going to have chemicals. Whereas if you find a wooded area that's been in trees for thousands of years, maybe it's been harvested, you're probably going to find more organic soil. So,
right. Tell me if this is true.
Sure.
Does hay still have a lot of the chemicals as well?
Yes,
or not as much?
Sure. It's going to have lime and fertilizer, so to weed out the stuff that you don't want in the hay. But, you know, not like certain crops. A lot of crops have a lot of different chemicals in them. But yes. So what other feature are you looking for?
Well, we'd like it to be have some rolling hills, because Guruji really wants to make sure that energetically it is perfect. So when someone steps onto it, they feel their energy is lifting. And when they're in the meditation hall, that meditation hall is elevated. So higher in altitude than, say, a place where you would stay in your cabin.
Right.
So, but not too elevated to where we're buying so much land, because the majority of it is so steep.
Right. Yeah,
so
I hear you.
Kind of a balance there.
Exactly. What other features are you looking for?
Pure. We just really want to find something that's quiet and pure. So it's not off of a main highway or off of a big, busy street.
And not in an urban area. You want to be more in a rural area, but you want to be convenient to accessibility. You know, so people don't have to travel 20 or 30 miles, you know, from the nearest grocery store or airport.
An hour and a half from an airport, because people will be coming from all around the world and all over the nation.
I'm asking these questions because I'm asking this to our listening audience, too. If you may know of a site that has some of these features, you know, contact me, and maybe we can hook you up. It'd be a great opportunity.
That would be lovely.
And you guys,
and like you had said, going on Facebook to find us, or going to hellosoul.org, there's a lot of steps. If people end up hearing this, I know you host this on your website afterwards. If people hear this after we've gotten our land, there's also the potential for we will be building.
Right.
So if you know general contractors, if you are a general contractor, if you know of, if you have resources, if you have, you know, we need manpower. We need people that just want to come and
build a community,
help put things together.
Yeah, build a community. And you're a nonprofit. The organization's totally nonprofit, right?
Yes, yeah, we're a nonprofit. So, you know,
contributions
are tax deductible as well.
In fact, all of this is donated money that's going to create this, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's
yes.
not like a pile of money sitting somewhere. right?
It's growing on trees in our divine bliss garden.
There
don't you
go.
Know? Come, Lou.
Well, you know, I've always heard money grows on trees. It's got to be
the
right tree.
Garden.
It's got
to
be the right tree.
I don't even have to go to the store. I eat everything from what's built in the garden. That's my money tree. It has eggplants on it and bitter gourds and chilies.
Oh, my goodness. So, so now we've got a vision of the facility, right? And you can have permanent facility too, right? You were talking about the elderly. I mean, would you have a rest home
yes.
type of environment there too, possibly?
Yes, yes. A place for the staff to stay as well, of course.
Right, but I'm talking about the elderly, like Rodney,
yes.
you know, works at a rest home, you know, and I don't know how many is there, 100 or so. And instead of being in that environment, come to, you know, the divine environment.
Yes, that's what we want, to create a community and a family
and
of
live
people
20
that
years,
want to elevate.
And live 20 years longer, enjoy life, and go
yes,
out go out with a bang. Go out with
sunset.
A bang, right? Go out with a bang. It's so pitiful seeing. I mean, it's just really a shame. You know, and the government takes all your property, and, you know, it's not such a good system. It's very expensive. Yeah. It's very expensive. So,
yes.
Wow.
We'd like to create an alternative for that.
Yeah. So you're going to have a facility for the local children as well?
Oh, wherever the land ends up being, that community will be, not just the community, the county, the state, the United States will all benefit.
And the world.
Yep, yeah.
Wow.
It's a magical, you know, I've traveled the world looking for somebody like Guruji. You know, I sound young, but
yeah.
When I was 24,
sure.
And my father was diagnosed with cancer, we reached out to his list, which is, you know, hundreds of thousands of businesses, and said, you know, he has leukemia. If you know any solutions, send us in what you think is a solution or a cure for cancer. And we had two people on staff full-time going through all of the different modalities that people had sent
wow.
in. It was light therapy, sound therapy. You know, we worked with priests that spoke tongues and Japanese monks and, you know, oxygen therapy, sound therapies. We did everything.
Yeah, chelation.
And out of all of those people, Guruji just shined so much brighter than everyone else. And you just being around her is just magical.
Yeah.
I feel so blessed to have her, to have met her and be able to be a part of Divine Bliss. And now it's time for more people to have that beautiful experience of just connecting to what she has so selflessly given and offered. Is, you know, find this place, Americans. Let's
yeah.
come together. Find this
yeah,
place
help me out.
So that
help
Guruji
us out.
Can come and,
yeah.
and bless need... it and assist us so that we can just be happier and more peaceful.
And we're actually looking in Southern Virginia and kind of Northern North Carolina right now. And
yes.
why did you pick this area? I'm just curious.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I went to Colorado. Lots of people said we would be well-received there. There wasn't enough water.
Right.
I went to California. Lots of people said we'd be well-received there. There was too many zoning problems and too much price per acre. I went to Oregon. It was lovely, but just didn't find the right spot. I went to Kentucky. They said, well, that's lovely, but we don't know how people will react to outside thought processes
sure.
that weren't really, you know, what they believed were their beliefs.
Boy, they missed
beliefs.
It.
I went to Tennessee, and they welcomed me in with loving arms, but I just didn't find the right one there. And it seems that Virginia has, and North Carolina as well, has this energy of I want to learn. I
yeah,
want to
do.
Elevate myself. And there's this curiosity that is just bubbling up. And the abundance of water is important. And the change in altitude.
Climates.
Or
and climates,
altitude,
too. Yeah.
The,
we have the variety. We have all four
yeah,
seasons.
The rolling hills is just so beautiful. And
they
there's
are.
Still pure land there that hasn't been touched, which is great, and yet not too far away from airports. You know, there's quite a few airports around, so.
Yeah, you got Roanoke, you got Greensburg, you know, it's you even got Winston-Salem. That was the first commercial airport ever when aviation began right here in my backyard.
Wow.
It was the first commercial airport in the world.
Wow, I didn't
yeah.
know that.
It's not a big one because the Haynes and the Reynolds Tobacco Company, they didn't want to expand it. They kind of, in the old days, you know, the power kept the little worker houses and had the worker stores, and we deducted from their pay, and they controlled, you know, they controlled the wages and the labor force for many, many years. And
wow.
But that's all changed now for the better. But no, there is good accessibility and highway systems I think the area that you've challenged me to help you with, and anybody out there that has some ideas that's listening to the show, let me know. You know, if you kind of painted a picture for you, if you got something that could match us up. I have a couple things that we're looking at right now, Amanda, that we think might fit. But, you know, until we get there and feel it and really do the due diligence and check it out, you know, we'll keep looking, won't we?
Yes, we will.
But it's out there. It's out there.
Yes. If anybody hears this and just says, you know what, I want to be a part of this. This sounds like something that I can get behind, or whether it be in any capacity, all are really welcome to be a part of it. It's time for us all to just kind of come together and say, let's make America healthy again.
I like it. Can we have a hat?
If you want a hat, yeah.
Make life better again. Or let's make a blissful life.
Oh, that's nice. Huh?
But, yeah, we can get some hats and T-shirts. That's no problem. But I'm so excited about your project. I've been selling land for over 30 years, buying, investing, and I love helping people. And once in a while, you'll get a unique situation. Like, I want to create a theme park, but I don't have any money. But it's going to be a great theme park. So, that's okay. The money comes, on a worthy thing. And you guys will do well with it. And I'm sure a lot of people will want to help and be part of it. And we'll help promote that as well, obviously. So let's finish up here and what's three things we want to leave our listening audience with today? I know that's a challenge. It can be four or it could be two.
From what we've talked about?
From what we've talked about. Let's kind of recap here.
Yeah, I think number one is trust yourself. And that's really where everything else comes from, is from you and your own relationship with you. So there's lots of crazy things out there in the world, and you can get swept away in the media and in the social media and just all the craziness. But if there was anything, I think number one is just take that time to go within yourself. So even if it's just 5 minutes before you go to bed, if you lit a candle and just looked into the candle and imagine that the candle was expanding within your heart, that light was expanding within your heart so that you can sleep in a more peaceful state. And when you light that candle, say a little prayer that the land and the self-realization center comes to fruition sooner rather than later.
I like that.
That would be lovely as well. We need America to come together, and the more prayers, the better. So, but for others, I would just leave it to one. Before you go to bed, that would be a really lovely thing.
I like that.
Take that time to shut down your cell phone and turn off the TV and just sit with a candle and yourself. That'll really assist you to come into some love for yourself, which this is really, I think, what we need.
I like it. I'm going to start tonight.
Yeah.
I got
Guruji told me that I could tell people to do this.
Yeah, so
it's not my idea, Guruji's.
Nothing's new under the sun but its shadows. Oh, shadow. Sorry, didn't mean to wake you up. Shadow's still snoozing here. So in these teachings, this goes back thousands of years, right? I mean, this isn't something new. This is in all cultures and all societies around the world.
Ancient wisdom for modern times.
I mean, the Aztecs, the Egyptians. In fact, I don't know, not too long ago, they found a dinosaur footprint with a human footprint beside of it. And, we're going back millions of years. And, there's a lot of ancient history that we're not taught, that we're discovering. And a lot of energy back then. We had a powwow here back in the fall. And what was the guy's name, Rodney?
Inderly.
What was it?
Oh, you're talking about
the Indian, the
Indian
healer. God, Kenneth? No.
He
lives in Virginia. But, God, the most fascinating guy, talking about the world and the history. He's a healer, too. He said he can heal people anywhere in the world, as many as five at one time. I actually witnessed one of my friends was having some really serious stomach pains, and he put his hand on his shoulder and chanted his Indian, and within a few minutes she was so calm, and he put his hand on my shoulder, And there was this warmth that just went over my body. It was crazy. I've never had that experience in my life. There's so much out there, and Gunji's just part of that. And I don't know how to explain all this stuff, but it's out there, and we're just we're not taught that. And this is an opportunity to learn too. It's all tied together. I don't care what the name is, what the organization is, or you know, there is spiritual beings out there, and of course, the best spiritual being is land. It's just so calming, and there's just so much that you gather from it. If you just take the time to appreciate it, and people don't know how to do that, and I think that's what this center will help people do is understand that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the goal and the purpose and the intended result. You know, always start out, what's the purpose of this and what's the intended result? And I think we've covered that today. Got an incredible purpose. And the intended result is mind-boggling if you really think about it, the potential. So how do people get in touch with you?
I would say, at the moment, the place where we're most active is actually on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So the facebook.com/divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, bliss, B-L-I-S-S, international. You can also go to our website, divinebliss.org. But usually we check our Facebook fairly regularly. There's a couple of people that do that. So
okay.
If you messaged us and said you wanted to get involved, that would be a lovely place. Or even going to hellosoul.org.
Okay.
That's also a place if you wanted to contribute. You know, it even just a $10, hey, I'm standing behind you and what you're doing there. Every person's energies that contribute just creates more energy for
exactly.
this to happen.
Well,
right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So,
I have permission to put your email on the website too, so if people want to contact you, they can do that.
Yes. Yeah, you can put that on the website.
Okay, perfect. You've been an incredible host guest today. Well, you've been a host too, host for the most. And God, what a great thing. I just wanted to share this with other people. It's not the traditional land show that I do, but it does relate to land. It all relates to land from the ground up, as we say, terra firma. And we appreciate you as our guest. Ronnie, how do they get in touch with us?
Well, they can tune in to you now on your new time from 9 till 10 every Saturday morning and worldwide on the Simple Radio app.
What else do we have?
Oh, we've got the Internet.
Oh, we do?
Yes, the website. They can go to WKTE1090.com and also then click on the Land Pro Show there and listen to us also anywhere in the world.
But we also have an app too, right?
Yes, Simple Radio app. I thought I said that.
Did you say it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, say it one more time.
Simple Radio app. Download that, and then you can pick us up anywhere in the whole world.
Wow, I love it. Hey, thank you for joining us today. Let us know how you liked our show. If you have any guests or topics that you'd like to suggest, we'd appreciate them. All questions are welcome, and all of our guests may be emailed with your questions or concerns as well. The show is for the public and, most importantly, for real estate agents who do not have a source for land education. I have a 4-hour CE class in Winston-Salem on February 20th in the afternoon. I think Roddy's going to be there to help me out. And you're welcome to come to that. You can contact me through the website, www.letstalkland.net. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and more. My email is lou@mylandpro.com. My cell phone number is 336-669-1405. And we'll see you next week. Thank you for another great show. Thank you, Amanda.